Evacuees returned to flood-damaged Crooked Creek today after spending days at the nearby Donlin Creek gold mine site. Although they're back in the village, they can't go back to their homes because the dangers of floodwaters are still present. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports.
About 4 days after floodwater invaded the village, the ice jam released a few miles downriver. Water has receded, but Crooked Creek remained under a flood warning through Friday. Ben Bach is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service.
There still was a little bit of water on the road that leads to the bridge between the airport and the front street.
It's estimated that floodwaters rose a total of about 30 feet in the village.
People are still pretty shocked. The reality of the situation has not set in.
Evelyn Thomas is the village tribal administrator.
My own grandchildren that live with me are saying, well, I'll go home and get this. And I'm having a hard time getting them to understand that we have no home to go home to get this.
Last Sunday night when the waters rose, Thomas was instrumental in getting residents to higher ground. It was about 3 a.m. when she gathered at-risk people in the second story of a general store. She says residents prepared for breakup as they do every year, but the flood came so fast there was little they could do.
This happened so quickly that the stuff that we prepared, the boats with the tents and the food and the water in them, we had no time to get to them.
In her own assessment, Thomas believes at least 24 homes could be totaled.
Either foundation damage, off the foundation completely, floated away, smashed. My concern now is when everybody wants to come back and begin working and seeing what they can, you know, what their homes are like and everything else is, I'm afraid of E. coli, waterborne diseases.
Because there's still some water there, it's difficult to get a good assessment of the contamination that took place from the flood.
Brian Lefferts is the environmental health director with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. He says there could be a variety of contaminants.
We're looking for possibly spilt fuels and then just sort of any other natural contamination that comes with floodwaters.
The state put the village on a boil water notice as a precautionary measure. YKHC has tested the village's main well, and Lefferts says they should have those results tonight.
If they're negative for coliform bacteria, the state should be able to lift the boil water notice.
YKHC has been working with the state and federal response teams to bring in needed supplies. The Health Corporation has also placed 2 registered nurses in the village. Meanwhile, the Riverwatch team is now focused on flood threats the next 100 miles of the river, especially the village of Antioch, which is about 50 miles down from Crooked Creek. Bach says it's part of the effects from the November breakup and refreeze.
The ice is very unusual this year with the Thanksgiving ice run that is really locked up and caused some really strong ice in different places. And so we expect that the likelihood of ice jam forming just below Antioch is pretty high this year.
In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.